Dozens of new data centers are planned for the Philly region, and as WHYY's Sophia Schmidt reports, state lawmakers are filing bills left and right to address their potential proliferation.
One bill that recently passed the House would require state utility regulators to design rules that protect average ratepayers from paying for new infrastructure necessary to plug data centers into the grid. Tim Profeta is an energy policy expert at Duke University. He says state lawmakers are responding to the biggest increase in power demand in the U.S. in decades.
That has created the reality and the risk of concerns that it will affect the affordability of power. It creates concerns about reliability.
Other proposals in Pennsylvania's legislature would get rid of a tax break for data center equipment sales and require data centers to report their water use to the state. On the flip side, another would speed up environmental permitting. From the Climate Desk, I'm Sophia Schmidt, WHYY News.
PFAS, the so-called forever chemicals, were far above safe levels in New Jersey drinking water before the state restricted them in 2018. Since then, a study by Rutgers University finds concentrations of the toxic chemicals has dropped by 55%. Study author Hari Iyer says he wants to compare the results to health outcomes. PFAS are linked to serious health problems, including some cancers.
These are going to help us better understand how are people, individuals being exposed? Is it through the tap water? Are there other sources that they may be exposed to that are more important, potentially, that they should know about and be able to mitigate?
The EPA is requiring water providers to reduce PFAS to nearly zero by 2029. However, the Trump administration has proposed extending that deadline another 2 years. Crisp outside, but skies are clear, sunny as well. Very nice out there. Feels like spring. 54 degrees currently in Center City, Philadelphia, with a light breeze. Those sunny skies are lasting for the rest of the day. Clear skies tonight, meaning we are getting down to some chilly temperatures in the overnight hours, down to about freezing.